5 things entrepreneurs should do for the holidays. As the year winds down, many entrepreneurs either do one of two things. They push harder to complete some projects and achieve some last-minute goals, or they choose to take a vacation and rest until the new year. None of these options are bad. In fact, a healthy balance of both is a good idea on how to end the year productively. However, no matter what option you choose for you and your business, there are a few key activities that every entrepreneur should do during the winter holidays to ensure you don't only end the year productively, but that you begin the new year on a high note. These holiday activities are beneficial for both your personal and professional lives, and the best part is that each activity is quick and simple to do. So here are 5 things entrepreneurs should do for the holidays. Number 1, acknowledge your achievements. This is important for ending the year strong. It's a great self-reflection activity that gives you insight into how your year actually went. Instead of feeling underachieved, take a moment to acknowledge all of your wins, personally and professionally. Recognize the good and positive things that happened. Note down what seeds you planted this year, which seeds started to sprout, and which ones started to grow. Write down your wins and express gratitude for them and what they have done for you and your business. During the holidays, take time to boost your confidence, even if it's already boosted. Remind yourself of your greatness and dedication to winning. You got this. Number 2, refresh your mood board, vision board, and goal list. Depending on how you write down your yearly visions, whether it's in a journal or on a vision board, take a moment to look at it before the calendar year ends to see what on your list has manifested. Also, look to see what no longer aligns with you. What visions are no longer part of the bigger vision? What no longer aligns with your goals, values, or even morals? Refresh your vision board by removing, replacing, and/or adding whatever aligns with who you are today and where you see yourself going in the next 12 months. Having clarity on what you truly envision and plan to accomplish will help you achieve it sooner. Number 3, send your group gratitude. Gratitude is one of the best mindset medicines. It's a great emotional booster and attractor. Not only is it beneficial for you, but it's a good way to express your love and gratitude towards those who have helped you along the way. During the holidays, send love and appreciation to those who have helped you personally and professionally this year. Whether it's clients, customers, family, friends, mentors, etc., take a moment to send out emails, texts, calls, cards, or even gifts if you want to show how much of their contribution to your business has helped your life, or vice versa. Number 4, relax and unwind. If you haven't chosen this option to relax, this is your sign from the universe. If you're like me and always like your hands to be busy, then this is definitely for you. Take some time to relax and unwind. Your business isn't going anywhere. You can take a day or 2 or 3 to relax and rejuvenate. In fact, it's mandatory for your well-being and the well-being of your business. Don't feel like you need to rush or compete to do anything before the year ends. The most important thing is to take care of yourself and make sure that you're mentally, emotionally, and physically well for the new calendar year. Number 5, organize your life. This one aligns with number 1 and number 2. However, this one really speaks on organizing your life spaces. Your work area, your home, your drawers, your storage, your computer, your phone, your notebooks, your car, etc. Whatever environments you know that need to be organized should get a fresh organizing cleanup. This is also great for areas in your home or office that feel a bit heavy and unsettled. Organizing your spaces is good for your mental health and your work health. According to Marie Kondo, decluttering and tidying up is directly linked to your mindset and emotional well-being because your environments influence how you feel and operate in life. The holidays should be a time for relaxation and reflection. Do something that will help you progress mentally and emotionally during this time, especially if you are one to feel very doubtful, disappointed, and unsettled during the holidays. Focus on the good things, your wins, your growth, your progress, and your support systems. Remember, my holiday sale for mindset and productivity sessions end on December 27th. So book your call here at calendly.com/brookwright to get your 75% off. The link is also available on the blog post, in the YouTube description, and available on my website. Thank you. Happy holidays. Brooke Wright.